Hello everyone, I'm George Milan, so welcome back to my channel. This is about the illegal American attacks on the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela and the blockade against the same. It's quite shocking. It's been going on for some time. Horrifying, but typical. The United States has been doing this sort of stuff for the late since the late 19th century. I can't remember there was which corollary it's called. There's a Monroe Doctrine and there's a whatever is corollary. Really, they believe they are entitled to interfere in other countries where no one's allowed to say boo about them. Well, no matter what they do, even externally, let alone internally. So they jealously guard their own independence, but they violate that of other countries regarding the Caribbean as little more than an American lake and the Gulf of Mexico, and as Trump would say, the Gulf of America. And it's true that toponyms change, and there's more than one name for many places. And I usually don't mind using either name. Like to use both usually, but in this case, I'm going to have to insist on saying Gulf of Mexico. So, in saying all this, I hold no brief for Nicolas Maduro and his socialist dictatorship, a particularly pernicious one. I recognize he has been a cataclysmic president of his country. I wouldn't be sorry to see him go, replaced with a right-wing government, centrist government, maybe even a reasonable left-wing government, something ideally democratic government. You could get a bit worse than him, but not that much. So it's a false dichotomy to say you either approve of American aggression or you're a shill for the Maduro regime. I'm not. If the Venezuelans would remove him somehow, that's different. Perhaps some of them have requested help from outside, and I know that he's scarcely a legitimate ruler, but international law is still what it is. So, and the United States has even announced that they've launched an attack there, that they blew up something in the dock area, an explosion. Did they kill anyone? He claims it's drugs. We don't know, and he's got not give us any more specifics on the place where this happened. Venezuela's got quite a long coastline. A drone strike, some people have said. So Trump have forced Nicolas Maduro from office and also been negotiations. If he goes, will there be a meeting from prosecution? Could he take some wealth? Where will he go? Who would give him asylum? Cuba, Russia. Russia's got its collection of failed presidents and so on. The United States saying that he's behind narcotics. Well, that may be true. There would be rather more credibility for Donald Trump if he hadn't pardoned another leader who was a major narcotics dealer and things like that. If Trump wasn't mobbed up, whom did he use to buy his cement from in New York City? It was Fat Tony's Tony Salerno, and it wasn't the best quality and it wasn't the best price, but it was to stay on the right side of the mob and inviting known gangsters to his wedding. And so it goes on. Well, he's had three weddings. Okay, which one? So there were over 30 boats which have been attacked by the US Navy, murdering fishermen and sailors, more than 100 people murdered. And I use that word advisedly, because to kill an incompetent in a war is not murder, no matter which side you're on, the good side, the evil side, the side that started, the side that didn't start it. I accept soldiers who kill each other in combat are not murderers. That's a lawful killing. Russian soldiers, and I'm totally against Putin's illegal war, who kill Ukrainian soldiers in a battle are not murderers. That is lawful. There's no dispute about that. But when you deliberately target civilians, knowing them to civilians, unarmed people in a boat fishing, even allegedly trafficking drugs, even they really are trafficking drugs, it's not lawful to blow them up for that. You could apprehend them, put them on trial. They could be found guilty and sentenced to prison or whatever. In some countries, even execution. That would be completely different. But we've got no proof, and in some cases, not even evidence that people are carrying drugs. Imagine if everyone who was suspected of trafficking drugs in the United States was killed. I mean, how many tens of thousands of people would be killed, and a lot of them would be innocent. But somehow, Americans are a superior species. The rest of us are just subhuman. So U.S. Southern Command saying it's killed these narco terrorists and so on. Wow. So there's no probative evidence that they are transporting drugs and so on. And if that was really the case, they would have stopped doing it. Wow. So we don't really know who these people are. Some of them Ecuadorian, some of the Colombian, some of the Venezuelan and so on. So it really is shocking piracy on the high seas. And then sometimes when a boat is attacked and the survivors in the water deliberately killing the attackers. I mean, that this really is inhumane. It's just barbarous what they're doing. So the Maduro government in the United States has been dubbed it a foreign terrorist organization. So they can kill anyone. They've seized two tankers. They're trying to get a third one to deprive them of their oil revenue and so on. And that is piracy. Wow, because this is just done unilaterally. And there are more things. The blockade. So blockades are only lawful if it's part of a war, and they haven't proclaimed war on Venezuela. If they had, that'd be different. Or indeed, it was approved by the United Nations Security Council, because the UN Charter, Article 2.4, outlaws threatening or using force against the territorial unity, or indeed the independence of any sovereign state. Venezuela is a sovereign state, even the United States doesn't dispute that. And so you're trying to change its government like that. Goodness. Moreover, there's an international covenant on civil and political rights, which the United States has signed and indeed ratified. So it's certainly incumbent on the US, says you mustn't introduce measures which would breach the fundamental human rights, where such as, execution without trial, that being murder of those unfortunate fishermen. And so the law of blockade. So this is not a war and so on. It's not got UNSCR authorizing it and so on. So these are economic sanctions trying to prevent Venezuela getting its assets overseas, selling things like that. It's not sanctions. Sanctions saying we won't buy it, we won't sell to you, or we might have economic sanctions on others. Actually seizing their boats, which the tankers they lawfully own, preventing the freedom of the seas. That is a breach of international law and so on. So you're cutting off their international trade and the flow of monies, and that is interdicting their political independence. It's blocking them to do what they want. And there's no UN authorization. There's no even attempt to get a UN Security Council, even a UN General Assembly resolution. And you see what it's done to the humanitarian situation, meaning there's a paucity of medication, of comestibles, of fuel, and so on. So you can't have blockades which cause undue civilian suffering, and that's as part of one of the additional protocols to the Geneva Convention. So it's breaking the principle of the Organization of American States, and the US has often asserted its rights under the UA, the OAS Charter. These sanctions are unilateral. They've got no single other sovereign state backing them up, but they're even controversial within the United States, and so it goes on. So the Washington government claims this is against the regime and not against the public. Well, it is affecting the public very, very heavily. The elite are going to be the last to suffer, and so on. So it is clearly illegal what they're doing. Is it even going to work? I remember some documents released from over 20 years ago, the UK government saying, what are we going to do about the Mugabe regime in Zimbabwe? They're saying, well, toppling regimes to introduce a better one. We have a rather mixed record on that. But the ulterior objective is simply misdirection. It's to divert American attention for Trump's skullduggery from his failure and other issues, from damaging the economy and so on, from failing to bring peace into Ukraine. So it's really just a decoy. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, to PayPal. GeorgeCallahan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.